In one of college basketball's toughest conferences, this has been another banner year for black coaches, even though they won't be pacing the sidelines at the big game tomorrow night. More than half the teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference, 7 out of the 12, are led by black coaches. Compare that with just 15% for Division I overall. NPR's Wade Goodwin spent some time with some of the ACC's leaders.
43-year-old Frank Haith is one of the brightest of the rising young black head coaching stars in the ACC.
These hard heads are right here. You got to keep, no, not right there. You got to keep going. Bam. When you get to the slot area, you're going to be able to throw it right into them right there.
Haith is in his fourth year at the University of Miami, and it was a very nice year, if he does say so himself. He beat Duke by 1 point in Miami, went 24-11, was invited to the NCAA tournament, and advanced to the second round before getting beat by Texas by 3 points.
I think this team, you know, we started out the year very well, and then we finished very strong. And you know, we did some things this year. We were milestones, beating Duke, but we've also had some other great wins. You know, we won at North Carolina a couple of years ago. We won at Florida, and it's very gratifying to see what we've been able to accomplish here over a four-year period.
We got the dribble handoff, but that's when he's going to be open because he's got the defense on his back.
Haith came of age in North Carolina in the 70s and 80s, watching ACC Titans North Carolina, Maryland, North Carolina State, and Duke wage monumental battles. Now that he's joined white coaching legends like Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams, Frank Haith says he's living the dream.
It's remarkable. I think that it speaks volumes about how far we've come. I mean, I can remember growing up in North Carolina and wanting to be a head coach eventually and wanting to coach in the Atlantic Coast Conference, and then to have the opportunity to coach in this league along with six other coaches is pretty remarkable, and it speaks volume for the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Six other black coaches, that is. If you think this is no big deal in this day and age, think again. The ACC represents a triumph of black head coaching success.
I remember getting into this game in 1975, and, you know, there was, you know, two or three African-American head coaches, and John Thompson and George Raveling and those guys.
Oliver Pinnell is the head basketball coach at Clemson University.
I oftentimes wonder, you know, what I was thinking about in terms of, you know, setting a goal to be a major college coach, and the fact that this is happening in the premier basketball league in the country has given hope to an awful lot of young basketball players that when their career's over that they can seek a coaching career at the highest level of college basketball.
That would be those 5'10 black point guards who run the team like clockwork but are never going to make it in the NBA.
Hey, you know point guards are always the smartest. Come on.
Taken underneath by Perry. Gets it back out to Sid. Now to Potter. Open three off the iron. And Sykes follows with a catch and jam.
Boy, he timed that perfectly.
Like the University of Miami, up until recently, Clemson had a reputation as a football school. But Purnell's Clemson team finished third in the ACC behind Carolina and Duke this year. Clemson's fantastic season was capped by an amazing comeback against a very good Maryland team where Clemson was down 59-39 midway through the second half.
We're at 8 seconds to go in the game. He looks to go low. Oglesby puts up a three.
Got it!
He made a three-pointer. An incredible comeback.
Until recently, assistant black coaches most often played the role of closer. In other words, recruiting specialists who knew how to close the deal with high school kids. Oliver Pinnell says that means you're on the road a lot, not in the gym, learning the X's and O's about how to run a practice, your team, your assistants, the university administration, and last but certainly not least, the media.
Obviously, if that's all you do and that's the way you're viewed, you won't ever have an opportunity to actually, you know, be the chief operating officer of your program.
So why has the Atlantic Coast Conference become a showplace of black coaching talent? The Southeastern Conference, for example, has just one black head basketball coach. Ask ACC Commissioner John Swofford, who's watched this happen under his nose.
I think we're reaching a point where more and more we have quality African-Americans that have shown that they're absolutely fully capable of leading college basketball programs in a very successful way.
While no black college basketball coach from the ACC has played for the national championship yet, with seven head coaches, it's probably just a matter of time. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.